Сегодняшние дежурные десятки МАК-1, Москва-1 и Юнити-1. Нужно общество для того, чтобы все стали большой силой и могли работать.
Now translation into Hebrew.
Так пусть сегодняшний урок послужит новой ступенью в нашем объединении. Мы собираемся из разных мест. У каждого разные условия. Наши частички находятся по всему миру. И все мы вместе строим общее кли, которое насладит Творца. Олег?
Я хочу, чтобы наша
действительность
была часть своего сердца. Мы можем, благодаря нашему объединению, привлечь высший свет. И пусть каждая десятка будет готова внести себя в общее единство.
Now there is. For every ten to be ready.
נקרא קטע מקור של רבש.
We'll read an excerpt from the source by Rabash. We need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, the society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force, so that one can fight against oneself, since each one is incorporated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal, and to be incorporated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each one seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
Вопрос для активного семинара.
A question for an active workshop. How do we integrate with the friends in order to create one great force during the lesson? Again, how do we integrate with the friends in order to create one great force during the lesson? Active workshop.
I hope that even at the end of this current round, we will reach a common feeling that we want to create a single vessel with the 10, to hear and participate in the lesson as 1-10, to want and to ask to be a beneficial part in the entire world, clean in the whole soul of Adam Rishon that is coming closer and closer to the Creator.
Yeah, even incorporation requires the upper force, everything, we should ask for it. And for our part, we have to make an effort to enter the friends, to make room to let the friends into ourselves.
The prayer and the gratitude are for the very fact you look at the screen and we can see how these parts of the soul of Adam Rishon are everywhere on the face of the earth and they're converging right at this time and they're asking for only one thing, to adhere to him. That alone gives room for gratitude. It gives room for a prayer to receive more light so that we will be able to serve him.
This is our work now, out of the incorporation in the friends, to turn to the Creator and ask for the correction for them, for the prayer of many.
We have each other, we have our 10, where we feel one another very close. After we're ready, let's enter together this magical, wondrous field on the way to the Creator, which is called the morning lesson, and let's collect all of these unique deficiencies that will now be bringing up questions and scrutinies, I don't know, even to see them inside of their cubes right now. Like flowers, look at them and see only their merits, only the Creator talking through them, only to ask for them to be absorbed in them with sensitivity, with persistence, and the Creator will help us.
The first step is to look for all of you in my heart, to constantly want to build a feeling of connection for the Creator to fill it in our hearts like a soup, as in the example of gifts, and out of our connection to bring all of the world clean to it and all of humanity in order to bring Him contentment.
Out of the feeling and the knowledge that we're all advancing towards a single goal, it should connect between us, and we want to bring the Creator contentment. Every friend has his uniqueness, his color, and this incorporation between us, where each one brings his unique facet, his character, the way he talks, and he presents things, it seems like a very special force, a very special force that each one of us can incorporate with, and with that we can actually implement what the Kabbalists are telling us.
Yes, it's far beyond the words, far beyond what I say, what anyone says. It's the effort to really connect inside, to really rub our points in the heart against each other. It's all words, but it should be this inner qualitative labor, a common effort to really create a prayer out of it, so we really help each other to feel this rosy color between us, or whatever we want to call it, to feel this common force between us.
Yes, the inclination for connection, this is what we have to engage in. As the more we will engage in that and touch it, the more we will understand that it's not within our power, and this will create the common appeal to the Creator for help.
I'm going to read another excerpt from the source. Man must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew, and not retreat from this war or cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Certainly, in this war, it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner, since the war is still long, the exile is intensifying, and each one experiences what he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is the prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war and keep gripping to our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he is winning the war, as this is essentially the victory.
Silent workshop. Let's together ask the Creator for unity, so that He will hear us. A silent workshop. Let's together ask the Creator for unity, so that He will hear us.
Благодарим, Творец, что собрал нас на этот урок и направляешь нас к Тебе.
We thank you, Creator, for gathering us in this lesson and for directing us to you. Bind the desires of our hearts and connect us in one prayer with all the world kli, as one man and one heart. Let us feel in this connection your love and a taste of bestowal in order to give you contentment.